It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country's way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less sin.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center, Fairton, New Jersey. This is Tuesday, and we're off and running into the week, are we not? And spring is here. At least it seems that way. My mom always said, never count spring here until after Easter, because you're liable to get a big old snow on Easter. And so don't get our hopes built up too much. But we've had some really decent weather this winter. Hasn't been real bad. A couple of cold snaps, but hadn't been a lot of snow. So God's been good to us, has he not? And it is a joy to serve him and to have his blessings rest upon our lives. And so we're talking this week about what David says. He says, oh, Lord, how I love thy law, and how that seems so silly to me as a young man. Why would you love a bunch of rules and regulations? Because I like the idea of being free, you know, free. And I talked about our dogs yesterday, how so many of them got killed out in front of the house. And it's because they were free, all right, but they went into places of danger. And God's law, God's word, protects us. It keeps us safe from the power of darkness, the power of death that Satan emanates from his kingdom that comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. I love Proverbs. I love the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs chapter 14 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What if that's true? What if that scripture is absolute truth? That there's a way, it seems right, but it is a way that leads us contrary to biblical revelation. Jesus said that he is the way. I am the way, the truth, the life. What if that's so? Then that which would be against Jesus, the Antichrist spirit, that would be the way of death. It'd be a way of destruction. And what we would want to do is get wisdom, get knowledge, and get understanding. And the book of Proverbs says the beginning of all three of those is the fear of the Lord. If there's no God, if there's no fear of the Lord, if there's no Bible in our thinking processes, where are we going to wind up going? Well, we're going to be right here. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Jesus said, you can figure this out. If everything you're doing, if the decisions you're making, the actions you're taking are leading you time and time again into ways of pain and hurt and loss, destruction, death to enterprises, to relationships, something's wrong. Because those aren't the way of truth. And also in Proverbs 14 it says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. You say, well, what are we talking about here? Well, all right, Disney is getting ready to come out with a new movie, Beauty and the Beast. And it's going to be pushing and touting the gay lesbian lifestyle. Is that a good thing to be showing to our kids? See, the Bible absolutely teaches that homosexuality, bestiality, any perversion of sexual relationships, which are not just between a husband and his wife, they are off limits. They are on the other side, so to speak, of the highway. And the chances of you getting killed prematurely because of violation of God's prohibitions against these things are pretty good. He said, sexuality is something that is to be expressed within the boundaries of a husband and a wife's relationship, that the marriage bed is to be kept undefiled. Now, that's what the Bible says. And so you'll come right back and you'll have people say, well, I don't believe the Bible. I don't believe there's a God, and I believe I can do whatever I want. Okay, but do these relationships that the Bible says not to have, do they produce the good things that God intends for us to have? Do they produce joy and peace and happiness, long-suffering? Do they produce love? Statistics don't bear that out. And if we as a nation were to come under contract with God and say, we're only going to be sexually involved, husband and a wife, period, no fornication, no adultery, no homosexuality, no bestiality, none of these things, you know what would happen? Is first off, our families would become stable. Secondly, sexually transmitted diseases would disappear within one generation. They would cease to exist, basically. All because we have come under the warnings and prohibitions of what God told us was truth. And if we will make a decision to walk in His ways, see, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones, the Word says. If we can get our heart right, get our mind right, get our being in line with God's truth to where we don't have any guilt, we don't have any fear, we don't have any frustration over what we're doing, health will be the reward of that. Spiritual health, mental health, physical health. We have so many people whose lives are so tormented and torn up, and they have turned to drugs, and they've turned to alcohol, and they've turned to a variety of things to try to get some peace, to try to get some happiness and joy in their life. And the things that they're turning to, instead of bringing the things that they want, is destroying them. You know, in my life, I've probably learned a whole lot more by watching people do things wrong than I've ever learned by watching people do things right. You stand back and you say, whoa, I'm not going to do that. You ever go to the hospital and deal with somebody that's dying of emphysema because they smoked? It doesn't take too much wisdom to say, man, I'm never going to do that. You see somebody who's a drug addict, and they're dying. They're so messed up. They can't enjoy life. They can't enjoy anything because of the addiction. You say, man, I'm not going to do that. You see somebody that cheats on his wife, or a woman that cheats on her husband, and you see the hell that's unleashed in their lives, into their children's lives, into the family lives, and you back up and say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what God has said to do in His Word. He's laid down rules of life. I want to live and not die. I want to be happy and not filled with pain. See, that's the way of God. Our music this week is Randy Travis, and he's going to sing When Mama Prayed.
For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. I'm praying.
Daddy never went to church on Sunday. He said, that's one thing I'll never do. But Mama never gave up. She said, one day you'll be sitting here beside me and you.
I can still hear Mama softly talking, her tears falling on her folded hands. So that Easter Sunday Daddy walked in, that's when I began to understand. When Mama prayed, good things happened. When Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away. Seventeen, and while I hit the bottom, doing anything I dang well please, burning down life's highway at full throttle, while Mama burned a candle on her knees. Then one night I came home half sober. I saw Mama kneeling in the den. As I listened, she and Jesus talked it over, and I knew my restless days were about to end. 'Cause when Mama prayed, good things happened. Mama prayed, lives were changed. Not much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. It isn't like every one of them got answered, but the times they weren't, seems to me, were rare. You almost felt sorry for the devil, 'cause heaven knows he didn't have a prayer. When Mama prayed, much more than 5 foot tall, but mountains big and small crumbled all away when Mama prayed. Crumbled all away when Mama
prayed. Why pray? There's no right or wrong. If there's no God, if there's no good, there's no bad. It's just all temporal, and beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Proverbs 15, verse 31 says, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life." There's something called life. It is the very character and nature of the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth. And he expressed that in the life of Jesus. When you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Jesus said, "The things I do are the things I see the Father do." You can know good from bad by seeing what Jesus did and what he conquered. It says that Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Satan's real. The demonic kingdom is real. And he comes to do what he does: steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to destroy his works. The greater one indwells us. But we've got to become obedient. We've got to listen to what he says to do. "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." You don't have to be stupid. Just know that Jesus is freedom.